then you have the option as a podcast creator to add a transcript to your show. And again, those people that do are giving the fans and listeners the option to read along at the same time as they may be listening as well. You can then use the search box to find content within the transcript if you want.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Setti, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
Working along the tabs, we continue on the episode screen, and after chapters comes transcripts. Sam, what will I see when I click on transcripts? The word is, of course, transcript, singular, not transcripts. That's what you'll see on the screen.
Well, you'll see one of two things. Hopefully, you'll see a full transcript and you'll have a search box at the top as well. And if the person tag is also added to the RSS feed, what you'll get is a nice label saying who each speaker is within the transcript and even an image of the person as well, possibly. So that's the first thing you'll see. You can then use the search box to find content within the transcript if you want, or you can manually scroll down and you'll see that each block of text where there is a speaker change actually has a timestamp with it and a copy marker as well. So if you want to go to a certain piece of text in the transcript and then want to copy that to share it with some friends on social media or in an email and a link back to that exact point, then you can do that. The alternative is sometimes, and I'd say actually more often than not, you won't find a transcript, sadly, but you can now buy a transcript using TrueFans. So you'll see a button that says buy transcript, and that will allow you to pay from your wallet a small amount of micropayments, either in fiat or sats, and that allows you then buy that transcript. We will then deliver that to that page for you, and you can then start to read the transcript as normal. So yes, you'll either find a transcript, hopefully, or if it isn't a transcript in place, you can buy a transcript.
Okay, I like the copy option. That's really cool for sharing and just copying some clips for yourself. So just for a bit of background, Sam, why will there be transcripts for some shows and why won't there be transcripts for some shows?
Again, two reasons. So some hosts do not support the transcript tag from Podcasting 2.0, which is a shame, and we hope more of them do. But those podcast hosts that do, like Captivate, Buzzsprout, Blueberry, and many others, then you have the option as a podcast creator to add a transcript to your show. And again, those people that do are giving the fans and listeners the option to read along at the same time as they may be listening as well. So yes, more people to put transcripts out there, please.
Yeah, completely agree. If your host allows you to do it, I have experience and it's very easy to do. So you've got no excuses.
None at all.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of FanZone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the FanZone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.